A box on your desk.
Here is something for you to listen to. I hope you enjoy it.
In your interface.
I think part of the real basis of using a computer now, in the sense of the box on the desk, is that I use it with my hands and I use it with my eyes.
The visual medium is overused on computers at the moment. Unless we get more and more information, we need to look to other media in which to present it.
Computers have been so heavily dominated by visual interfaces, it's just nice to be able to explore.
The symbols represent certain numbers and certain relations in an abstract kind of way.
It's not that we've got an information overload problem in computers, it's that we've got a text overload or a word overload problem, a visual overload problem, if you like.
To be able to explore that media. Part of the visual interface is it's painted onto another world. It's this portal, it's this window that you're looking through, especially in computers as opposed to other media. Computer interfaces are not evocative. They don't tend to have very emotional qualities unless you're just frustrated with the interface. That's usually as evocative as the experience gets. And sound changes all of that. It registers at an emotional level, not just at the sort of logical, what is the system trying to tell me, but it actually sort of connects you with an experience. Sound tends to fill and become part of the environment that you're in.
One of the things that we're looking at is how we can make the experience in the computer more physical, using these ideas of particularly of awareness that we have when we're moving around in a physical space.
Bridging the virtual world of computers and cyberspace with the physical world where things really happen and where people interact together, and sound becomes a natural bridge in this environment. So if you're telling people about things that's going on in cyberspace through sound, it comes into their physical environment, it comes into their office place or wherever they are, and it now feels like it's part of their world in contrast to something that exists in this separate universe.
We represent space, we represent quantity, we represent relations by visible things of various sorts.
You can use everyday sounds within your computer system to give you this sort of general idea of awareness of things going on in the background or of things that are important happening nearby.
This is in contrast to a visual display where it's contained in this little box on your desk.
The use of these everyday ambience type sounds.
Things latching or closing or hearing different types of materials rub together or interact.
So they will be going on, albeit very softly, in the background. As the hum of a computer just tells you it's on, a very, very gentle hum. It's not as if it distracts you or whatever, it's just there in the background.
If you work in an office where there are lots of computers the whole day long, you don't hear them. But in the evening, I used to be the last one to go home. And the last one who left the office had to switch off all the computers and all the monitors. And you didn't hear them during the day, but when there was nothing else and I switched off then all the computers, there was suddenly this silence. I mean, there was not exactly a sound or noise before, but after you switched them off, there was silence. So it is kind of sound you don't hear consciously, at least. But I think it has a lot of impact on your, you know, nervous system.
Thank you for your company. I am a box on your desk, and you have been listening to Beth Minette, Lucy Suchman, Cornelia Solbrink, David Benyon, and Tony Robertson. The producer was Sophia Lerner, and the sound engineer was John Jacobs.